valid on the base. Around after the third of the Yomit. Tani Rabbi Yishaya, Rabbi Yishaya learned a Baraisa, Shloisha Osa Oveis Nezikin. We had in our Mishnah Abba Oveis Nezikin, and Rabbi Yishaya added another nine. Shemachinam Vahashoyo Naisei Socha Vahasoicha, Nezek Tzar Ripoy, Sheves, Uboishes, Ba'abode Mas Nisin, Otleisa. So we have 9 plus 4 is 13. Frekte Gemore, Vetana di Don, my timer, Leitoni Hani. Why didn't the Tana of Amishne include these 9 Mazikin that Rabbi Shaya mentioned? Bishloim Elishmuel, according to Shmuel, that mother means shame, is beniske momen kamairi, beniske gufoi loy kamairi. The Tana is only interested in enumerating niske momen, shoyer, srego, boyer, hever, mave, shame. So that's what he's speaking about, oveis nezikin, if the momene shalodom was mazik. He's not speaking about if the Odom was Mazik. So Mamela, that is why all these other, these inyonim that Rabbi Shai is speaking about are all Hezekes al Yedei Odom. Hashem was Peshaya, he was Chayvul. These are Niske Gufa, he's like Hamai. Elo le Rav, but according to Rav, Rav said, Mave Zeha Odom. So why didn't our Tana mention these Nezokim that Rabbi Shaya mentioned? Listen. So Rav answers, Tana Odom b'chol mili the Odom. The Tana of our Mishnah was very concise, and he said Odom, and Odom is very inclusive, so it means Odom b'chol mili the Odom. Well, Rabbi Shaya nami hatoni le Odom. Why did Rabbi Shaya find it necessary to elaborate? So the Gemara answers, Trei Gadni Odom. There are two types of Odom. Odom, the Azik Odom, and that is the case of Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, Boishes, and Nezek. And that's what he wants to speak about over here in the Baraisa. The Tana Odom, the Azik Sher. In the Mishnah, Mave means Odom that was Mazik Momoinoi. And here we're speaking about Odom that was Mazik Gufoi. We'll see, we still have a Kash by Dalet Shoimrim, which is Odom da Azik Momoinoi, but let's not get into that Kash.
So the Gemara asks, if Rabbi Shaya found it necessary to enumerate a Bezundere Mazik, Odom da Azik Odom, Ihochi Sher Nami. So by Sher also, Rabbi Shai should also elaborate. Listen, Tre Gavni Sher. Listen, Sher da Azik Sher, which would be our Mishneh, but listen, Sher da Azik Odom. And that's what Rabbi Shai should speak about. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my, that's no kasha. Bishloima odom da azik sher, which the Mishnah is speaking about, nezek u de mishala, de ye pay nezek. Odom da azik odom, mishalim arba dvorim. It's a different oifen of tashlumim meganza. Here you pay nezek, and here you pay arba dvorim. Elishoyer, but Mali Sher da Azik Sher, Mali Sher da Azik Odom. What is the difference if a Sher was Mazik a Sher or a Sher was Mazik an Odom? Idi the Idi Nezik the Mishalom. You pay Nezik. So if you pay Nezik, so why should Rabbi Shaya make a new bove of Odom of Sher da Azik Odom? So now we understand why Rabbi Shaya was Moisif. He wants to speak about Odom da Azik Odom, and the Mishnah is speaking about Odom da Azik Shem. And there's a difference in Tashlumim. Frag the Gemara, Roshay Machinam Vahashoyel, Noisei Socha Vahaseicha. But there are four cases that Rabbi Shaya speaks about, which is the Odom da Azik Shechel. He's not speaking about Odom da Azik Odom. This is Odom da Azik Shechel. He was Besheya Bishmirosai. And because of that, the Mamayne Shel Chaveru became Genizik. Uktani, so we see that Afilu Odom da Azik Shechel, he repeats. Uktani. So the Gemara says no. Tani hezeke de biyodayim, uktani hezeke de memeil. No. That's what he mentioned, the Dalet Shomrim. This is a hezeke de memeil. That means this hezek came about for not watching it properly. So this is not a hezek biyodayim. This is by not fulfilling his obligation. A hezek occurred, so that is mechuyev to pay. So that's a different category. The Odom, the Azik, Sheir, and our Mishnah speaking about it was Mazik, Biyodayim, Mamayne Shel Chaveiroi. So that is why Rabbi Shaya made it into two categories. Now let us see Rashi. Ovois Kori Lahanoch Dechsivin Bikot. Shem Echinam Chayiv Bepshiyah. Vashoyil Chayiv Afilu Ba'onsim. V'seicha V'noisei Socha Chayovim B'gneiva V'aveida. V'choshkem Bepshiyah. V'kulu Ksivi. And their Chiyuvim, all of them are written. K'detoni B'perek HaShe'el B'bob Metziyah. Pasha Rishayna Nemra B'Shem Echinam. Shniya B'Shem Socha. Shlishes b'shoyel. Hilkach ovais nino. They're all ovais. L'kaman boi. My nino told this. Nezek. Now that we by Odom Dazik Odom. Nezek hachoyvul b'chaveroi. Noisaloi mashu shova achsho. Poches mi batchile. How much is worth less? Because of the loss of the hand, whatever the nezek might be. Tzar, oimdim kama odom ho'imit yodei likotzei, ayidei cheret. Let's say a person knows that his hand has to be cut off. So how much would be he roitz alit, and how much would be willing to give, k'dei shiskatzit le'ayidei sam? That the ktitcha should be through some or with an anesthesia, the less leitza kuli hai. How much money is it worth to spend for anesthesia? And if the mazik who cut off his hand made it in a knife and that there's pain, so he has to pay him the tzar that he caused him. The same nezik could have been done, we're paying for the nezik, but this could have been done with a miyutza, and he didn't do that. There was a ribuy of tzah. V'ripuy v'sheves u'boishes. Kula yalef mikroi b'perek ha'choyvu. V'kivin d'chsivi ovois nino. Kol hanoch, so now Rashi is going to explain why according to Shmuel, there's no kasha why this was not mentioned in the Mishnah. Kol hanoch de Rabbi Shaya, hu atzmai mazik, he himself was mazik, hanoch dalet shomrim, hein atzmam hiziku, hayu v'loi shomru karoi, because they did not watch properly. Benizokim, the Azik Gufoi Leika Mayri Masnis. In the Mishnah, according to Shmuz, only speaking about the Mamayne was Mazik. Gufoi, we don't hear. cases. Here, in the case of Rabbi Shaye, the hezek that occurred to the Dova HaNizik was through the Shaima. So Memele, he was Mesavev the Hezek. In the case of our Mishnah, the Hezek that occurred through the Momen HaMazik. That means so he didn't watch Mamoinai. But not that the Dova HaNizik became Genizik through the Baal HaMazik. The Chiyuv of the Baal HaMazik is he did not watch his Mazik. That's why he's Mechuyev, Shmiros and Alecho. But by Shomrim, there it's considered like he brought about the Hezek. Lo Shomrei Koroi. Now I'd like to mention the Ha'oreh. We have over here, Rabbi Shaye said there's 13 Ovais Nezikin. And Rashi explains over here that the Nezikin of Rabbi Shaye is Odom the Azik Sher. And by Shomrim, what's the Odom the Azik Sher? That he did not watch it properly. Now, by the Gimel Shomrim, Shemachinam, Shemasochel, Aseichel, so there it's 100% true. His chiyev is for not watching it properly. He was Pesheya, or he did not make a proper shmira to protect it from Gneiva Vaveda, so that's called V'loi Shomrei Koroi. But the fourth Shoyol, L'chayre, there the Chiyev is not because L'shamrei Koroi, the Shoyol's Chayev Afilu Ba'onsim. So there L'chayre the Chiyev is, he has to ensure the Chayfetz he borrowed. That's the obligations of a Shoyol. He has to be Achroi to return the chayfetz he borrowed, but not because of it's his fault in any way. Onsen is not his fault. If the baim had a heart attack, it's not his fault at all. Malachamovis, malichocha, malichosa. That is from the chiyuvi of a shoyel. So kan shoyel aben, how does shoyel come into the dalad of a snuzik? That's one ha'orah. But let us clear for 1 minute, there's a meiridike machloikis between the Nesivis and Rabbi Chana if Ashayu is machuyev bishmira. Is Ashayu machuyev bishmira. Now, all other shamrim is a shaymatake. That means he taken it, he has to watch it. It's a shemachinam, that's a shemasocha, that's a seicha. There's obligations on him to watch it. I show you, is he mechuyev to watch it, yes or no? So there's a machloikit. The meiridike Rabbi Chana, in Tevet Shiurim, Mesechtes Psochim, Ois Yudzayin. And Rabbi Chanan says, a shoyel is not obligated to watch it at all. There's no chiyuv shmira. It's an insurance company. It's mechuyev to pay if anything will happen, but there's no personal obligation on him to watch it. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Bav Metzia. The Gemara Bav Metzia says, a pe'ala from adala, a shileini keilecha. If Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, lend me your kelim, v'ani eshel l'cha kelim, and I'll lend you my kelim. That means, Reuven has a car, and Shimon has a truck, and he says, listen, you lend me your truck, and I'll lend you my car. So the Gemara says, Ein kan shmira bebailam, which is a mir de kechidish. Halacha is, if Reuven became a shema to Shimon, Bishas he became a shema, Shimon was working for him, or Shimon was doing a service for him, that's called shmira bebailam. Shmira bebailam, bebailavim elo yishalim. If a shema borrowed from someone, and the mafkid was working for him, bishas, he was mekabel the shmira, so the shema is potter from tashlumei shema. That's the din of shmira bebailam. So now we would think, if let's go back to our scenario, that Reuven goes over to Shimon, I'll lend you my car, and you lend me your truck. So lechayre, we would say that bishas, both of them become shomrim on the vehicles. So Reuven borrowed a truck from Shimon. But at that same time that he borrowed the truck, so Shimon was a shomer on his car. Because Shimon borrowed his car, and he's a shomer on his car. And Shimon should also be potter, because the same time he borrowed the car, Reuven borrowed the truck. So theoretically, such a case of Ashileni kelecha vaniyesha lecha keilai, lecheire should be considered shmira bebailam, because bishas each one became a shema, the mafkid is working for him. That should be shmira bebailam. The Gemara says it's not shmira bebailam, and Rashi says the ein bailam shel chayfetz b'melachtoi shel shema. That the Bailam of the Chayfetz is not working for the Shema. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yom says, why is it that way? So Zaraya from here that a Shema is not Mechuyiv B'Shmiras HaChayfetz. That's Pshat and Rashi said. So Memela, when Reuven is borrowing Shimon's truck, and at the same time he's lending to Shimon his car, Shimon is not working for him because Hashem doesn't have to watch the car. And they say, so Mamela is, so I'm not working for you, you're not working for me. That's what Rashi says, Ein bailim shel chayfetz b'melachtei shel shema. So Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from this Rashi, that Rashi holds Hashem is not mechuyim b'chiyuvei shema. The Nesivis, in Simin Shin Heisiv Kotten Beis, says a different pshat in this Rashi. Nesiva says, that pshat is that there's no chiyuv shomrim on a shoyl. There's a chiyuv shomrim on a shoyl. But I'm not watching it as my chiyuv shomrim. I'm watching it for an agiyah, not because I'm watching it. I want to use it myself. I borrowed it. I want to use it myself. So he's watching it for his own purposes. It's not lishma, I'm not watching it for you. In order to be Baal of Imo, in order to be considered Baal of Imo, I'm doing something for you. But if I'm doing it for myself, even though you're gaining benefit from it, I'm watching it, I'm a chuyiv to watch it, but I'm watching it for myself. For my own purposes, because kol ano shaloi. So that's not called by Lavim. So we have here, b'chayra amachlikis abuchonon in the Nesivis, if it b'chlau the zachiyiv shomrim anashayu, abuchonon said there's no chiyiv shomrim whatsoever, and the Nesiv says there's a chiyiv shomrim, but I'm not watching it out shayma. So it's not called by Lavim. So l'chayra we have here an often the Rashi, not like Rabbi Chanan. Rashi says over here, Hanoch dalet shomrim Hein atman iziku hoyu veloy shamru kaloy. So Rashi says, klo dalet shaymerim include shayelosa. That's what dalet shaymerim. They're called, they were mazik because they did not watch it properly. So we see klo from this Rashi lechayra na lekabul chonon. Hashem is also mechuyif to watch it. And if he didn't watch it, he's chayif. Now can Shoyel HaBen, but lechayre the chiyuv of a Shoyel is not because he didn't watch it. He's chayif afilo ba'onsin also. So the vial, we could say pshat, that could be we're saying that the chiyuv of a shoyel is from the dalet shoymerim is on pshi and gneiva v'aveide. That means a shoyel is chayev v'pshi and gneiva v'aveide also. We learn now from the vav v'chi yishal vav moisef alinyan rishin. So from this vav we learn out that whatever a shemachinan a shemesoch is chayev, a shoyel is also chayev. So Memela is a, and we just had the Zachiyev Shomrim on a Shoyel. So if he was Poisheya, or there was Neva Vaveide, he's a Mazik, because he did not watch it properly. There the Zachiyev is, that means the Zachiyev Pshia also. He's Chayev Alts Poisheya. So the Zachiyev Alts Mazik also. So can't say Laban, but he's chayv also that he has to ensure the chayfetz. Hashel is chayv, I believe he wasn't Peshaya. But let's avoid this kasha. Could be there's not geminis when the value was. For example, Dachshmer, the Sepizdovet says, the Nafkamine. Sepizdovet says, let us say, a Shoyel pays Mishas Onsen. The value, how much it was worth, Mishas Oynes occurred. A Shema pays Mishas Pshia. So, let us say, a Meirdik Nafkamine. Let us say that, you have a shoyel, and he left open the door, and the behema walked out. So memela bishas pshiyosai, the behema was worth, let's say, $100. And the behema is going for a walk. Benkach, the price of behemas went down. It's worth now $50. Then the behema is walking, aydei pshiyosai, and it walks in the middle of the street, and someone runs over the behemoth. So mitam shoyel that is chayav achrayis, a shoyel pays mishas onsen. You only have to pay $50. The chiyav is al pshia b'shamrim, so he became a chiyav b'shas pshia, and it's worth $100. So memela, so the vial, we could say we understand Rashi akvarim, not like the Kovitch Yuram Amsochim. Well, we'll say that it's a chiv of Pshia by a shayu. He's chayiv of Leishamre Koroi. So that's good. Abishai is speaking about Odom Dazik, and the Mishnah is speaking about Mamaynashis. Elo le Rav. Doma Mav is the Odom. But Rav said, Mav is the Odom. Hoyo le Mairi Tanda de Masnissim. In this kegufoi, since the time of the Mishnah speak Bab in this kegufoi, listen, honey. So why didn't the Tana of our Mishnah include Shemechinan, Shemesocha, Ashoyel, Masoicha? So the Gemara answers, Tana Odom, Mave the Mesnissen. The whole Mili Dodom, our Tana was very concise, and when he said Mave, he meant to include all I found him that another is masked. And Rab Yeshaya wanted to elaborate. So Rabbi Yeshaya said, first he spoke about Odom. The Mishnah is speaking about Odom, the Zaladov is speaking Odom Dazikshe. Kloima Niske moment. We're speaking about that his moment was Genizik. A Mave Dumi the Berg Tony. Says Mave in Berg. Boer loimairi beniske odom. Boer is not speaking about that an odom was killed. The achmona potre legamre. The sanya lekamon sher b'le odom chameo b'le kelem. Odom the azik sher heich eksiv the kri leov the eksiv makenevish behimo yishonet. L'cheire, this is a shvera Rashi, we won't go into it, but l'cheire Rashi means to say, the Rashi speaks about this Rashi, but the l'cheire Rashi means to say that according to Rabbi Yeshaya, the Mishnah is speaking about Odom, could be its memes, it's speaking about Odom, the Hamishah, just like Bera speaks about the Hamishah, so Odom is also speaking about the Hamishah. Maybe the Bera, whereas Potter was Hamish as Adam. And so it's speaking about that there was a Hezek in his moment, not the Gufa Adam. And here we're speaking about what's to be Moses, Adam, the Azik Adam. So the Gemara says, oh, so if Rabbi Shaya held it important to make a separate case out of it, Odom the Azik Sher and Odom the Azik Odom. So let him say the same thing. I share the Azik, let him also say Sher the Azik Sher and Sher the Azik Odom. The Mal says, no, that is not necessary to make two different bovets. Bishlema Odom the Azik Sher. There's not the same type of chiyuv. Tanilu betalti. Odom da azik shoyer peis nezik. Odom da azik odom kigoyin hei dvorim da chaybu b'chaberet. So then, so that is why he said it in two different cases. Makami Porich, Adal Hashem, the Rabbi Shai, Odom Dazik Sheri, who and why did Rabbi Shai mention this? And the Gemara says it's speaking about Hezek the Memelech, Tony Rabbi Shai, Ovis the Matisan, Hezek the Biyadayim, Dal Hashemrim, Hezek the Memelech. That's the Gemara says, that's why in Odom Dazik Sheri, he also made two cases. Now before we see Taisvet, I'd like to mention the Ha'orim. The Gemara says that the reason he differentiated between Odom the Azik Sher and Odom the Azik Odom, because there's different types of Tashlumim. Here you pay Heidvorim, here you pay only Nezek. Now, so let us see, Rabbi Shaya, when he was Moina Odom, the Azik Odom, says, Nezik Tza Ripui Sheves Uboishis. It's Kan Shayel Aben, that in Emerson, four of the things are different taken. The Behemoth doesn't pay Tza Ripui Sheves Uboishis. So that is why, when he spoke about Odom, the Azik Odom, he mentioned these four things. But Kan Shoyel Aben, why does he mention Nezek? Nezek is the same thing. Is the Nezek, Odom Dazik, Odom you pay Nezek. Shoyel Dazik, Odom you pay Nezek. So this is not a new matter. This is the same. Just like he said by Shoyel Dazik, Shoyel and Shoyel Dazik, Odom. There's no difference. Both of them you pay Nezek. That's why he did not enumerate this as a Mezundar at all. So lechere sher daaz odom daazik sher and odom daazik odom, the nezik is the same. So he should only have been mine the talad war. Why is he meine Heidwoi? So there's a very interesting teretz from Rav Moshe. Final of Roche. Rav Moshe says, the nezik of Sher Dazik Odom and the nezik of Odom Dazik Odom is two different shumas. And how is it? So he says, Amoyer de Kizach. Odom da Azik Odom. So there are many things taken into consideration. Let's talk about Sheves, which is Anigail on that, Odom da Azik Odom, we say now, before we were the Shumas, Kili was an Eved, and we would sell him as an Eved, Epiknani, Epiknani Shume. So, let's say a person, Reuven, cut off Shimon's hand. So now we make a Shume. A Shimon with two hands is worth space $50,000. Shimon with one hand is worth $25,000. Fine. So, Al Tashlumei Nezakin, you give him $25,000. Fine. Then we make another Cheshbon. We make a Cheshbon, well, he'll first be capable of working in 5 months with one hand. Now he's sick in bed. He can't do anything. So there was a bitl malache of 5 months that he's sick in bed. He can't do anything in these 5 months. So we pay sheves. That means you have a person with one hand above. He can do things, and now he can't do anything for 5 months. He's laid up in bed. So Mamela, we pay for Shabbos. So the Shuma of Nezek is, we take in consideration what, when he'll be able to work, what his value is. And the Zman that he's unable to work, that's a Bazunder Shuma. By a Behemah, the Azik Odom, so there's no Shabbos whatsoever. So the Shuma is, When we shuts up, how much does he have to pay him? So we take everything in consideration. That means how much is he worth now? How much is he worth now? And his worth now, Fashteitzer, is worth less than later because now he has a problem. He's laid up in bed also. It's not the Tashlumim of Shevis, but the Shume of Nezek that one figures out how much he's worth now. He's bedridden, so a bedridden person, which will eventually get healthy, is worth less than a person who's healthy already. So there's a different shumen the tashlumei nezek. So memele, that is why in sher da'azik odom, in odom da'azik odom, in nezek gufe we made two of this, because there's two oifanim, how to be shum this shume of nezek. So that's why we made it for two different others. Let us see Taisvis. Shloisha osa ovis nezikim. Vidineim yud beis. But these 13 others only have 12 dinim. That means these Ovis are mentioned in the Torah, but the halachas that they have is only 12, because the seicha kishemer socha, hoy kishemer chinam avet, shemer chinam v'hashoyim. So Taisva says shemer chinam pata min hakel, chutz min hapshiye. Shoyel chayiv bakel chutz mimeisa machmas mamachir v'neisir socha chayiv b'miktsas en Hashem al-sochas chayiv b'miktsas kigoyin b'gneivo v'aveide rupota b'onze v'kach nokedlu b'zeh ha-seida v'loike seida shenichta b'parshi. So, Tosfos had a kasha, why when the Tanna was Mesader, these Dalet Shomrim, the Dalet Oves Nezikin, why did he change from the Seder Akro? The Pasuk we have, Shem Echinam, Shem Esocha, Seicha, and Shoyel. And when he speaks out at Dalet Oves Nezikin, he says, Shem Echinam, Shoyel, then, Neisei Socha, Veseicha. So, Tosfos answers that the Tanna wants to mention the two extremes. And then he mentions the middle case. Hashem Echinam is potter from everything besides Pshia. Hashoyel is chayiv on everything, even on sin. Then we hear Hashem Esochel that's potter min on sin. So he hopped on this Seder because he wanted to be madgish the two ktovis, the two extremes, shayul is chayv on everything. Now from this Tosfos will become chayzer v'niyah, the ha'ore we had asked before. Before we had asked the ha'ore, how does shayul come into the Dalet Oves Nezikin? A shoyl by onsen is not chayiv because he was a mazik loishama karoi. He was unable to do anything to prevent it. Malachamovis malihocha malihosa. The shoyl is chayiv. He's moved to ensure the value of the meima, but he's not chayiv on mazik. So we had wanted to say till this day, Swiss, that Dabla, we said that Shoyalus from the Dalet Oves Nezikin means if he was Pesheya, if there was Nevi Vaveide, and a Shoyal also has these Chiyuvim. He's Mechuyev al Pesheya, al Nevi Vaveide. We said, oh, well, the Sukkot Dovet could be there's enough Kmin in the Shume, you Mishas Pshi already, al Chiyuv Onsen, the Chiyuv is later, al Pshi, he's Chiyuv Mishas Pshi also. So the mazik of a shoyel is mishas pshiyosai. In chanami, onsin has nothing to do. But here Tosfos says, he chapt on shoyel to tell you the two extremes. So it would seem the chi of onsin has epis ha-shaiches to that what we're saying, the Dalet Oves Nezikin. So l'chayre, so chayze v'niyah, so l'chayre, why is it that way? L'chayre, the chiyav onsin b'chlal is not a chiyav al tzmazik. The chiyav onsin is only, is mechuyav, is achroy on the shabbos of the over hanishal. Let us see the next day, Swiss. Trei gavni odom v'im toima. Given the Tony Tregavni Odom, Listni Nami Gimel Oveis Bishoel, Akeren Vashem Varego, there's also an Afkeminis with the Keren Shein Erego. So just like Rabbi Yishaya felt it necessary to differentiate between Odom the Azik Sher and Odom the Azik Odom, he should have differentiated also in Sher Gufe. This is the Tana Tani Sheva called Mili Disher, so he also did the same. But this already is, and in Odom Dazik Sher, and Odom Dazik Odom, this is where he decided to make it into different objects.